The only Labor Day recipe you LL need. Labor Day weekend is upon us, so send summer off into the sunset with the most amazing spicy, sticky chicken, and don't worry. It won't be long until grilling season is back to greet us next year. I love summer, mostly because it means I'm allowed to lounge in a bathing suit all day, but also because I love summertime food. Grilling is my number one cooking method during warm months. Peaches, cherries, corn on the cob, hot dogs, pineapple, stuffed burgers, you get the point. My favorite thing to grill, you ask? Why chicken? Of course, there's no better way to enjoy chicken than grilling it. It's quick and easy and creates a crunchy outer crust with a juicy inside. When grilling, a marinade is key, and the longer you marinade, the better. A quick browse on Pinterest will reveal a million and one marinades for newbie grillers to try, so it's best to go in with the flavor you're feeling: sweet, spicy, light and citrusy, Asian inspired, BBQ, south of the border, etc. etc. I've been experimenting with my own marinades lately and finally settled on one that combines sticky sweetness with a sharp zing of citrus and spice. It's good. Really good, so good, that I've decided to share it. To make my spicy, sticky chicken with a kick of patron, you'll need 1 pound boneless and skinless chicken thighs, free range, I promise, it makes a diff! ! Pinch of salt and pepper, 1/4 cl olive oil, 1 acorn of chipotles in adobo, 2 chipotles, 3 tablespoons of adobo sauce. Spoonful of raw honey or agave, 1 tablespoon Dijon mustard, chopped cilantro, 3 cloves chopped garlic. Pinch of paprika, 1/2 lime, juiced, patron tequila, about 1 shot or a big splash ayer, the more the merrier though, 1 tbsp whole spice chipotle and honey rub, 1 tbsp Monterey seasoning. Now, rub the chicken with the chipotle and honey rub and salt and pepper. In a large bowl, mix the rest of your ingredients and dump your chicken in and slather it in your mixture. Make sure it's completely coated and then over the bowl with the lid and pop it in the fridge. They say 3 plus hours, but I left mine in for nearly 24 hours. The longer the better. When you've marinated the chicken for as long as you want, take it out and fire up that grill once it's hot. Pop those bad boys on for about 6 minutes each side, take them off and cut them into strips. I served mine with corn tortillas, simple guac, lime, salt, cilantro, garlic, and avu, and lime cream, creme fraiche mixed with lime and paprika, and grilled corn, but anything goes with this. You could make a killer bowl with quinoa, corn salsa, avocado and veggies. This post originally appeared on my blog, Red Wine and Lipstick, A.